Over the last 18 months, since the Queensland government announced that we would be removing the ban on uranium mining in Queensland, we've been working very hard to develop a modern regulatory framework for the recommencement of this industry in Queensland. We've looked at other jurisdictions in Australia that have been mining uranium for some time, in South Australia, the Northern Territory and Western Australia, and of course overseas, to make sure that we have a best practice model for the recommencement of this industry in terms of both the environment and workplace health and safety.
Mr. Cripps said uranium mining was not commercially viable at the moment.
Well, the fact is that any applications that do come forward for uranium mining in Queensland will be driven by the commercial realities of the day. And that comes down to whether or not the international price in the global market for uranium, it means that there's an increase in demand. And what the whole purpose of making sure that we do have an appropriate and modern regulatory framework in place is that when there are commercial opportunities that present themselves, that Queensland is in a position to take advantage of those opportunities. So the ball really is in the court of those companies now to assess the commercial viability of their projects and come forward with their applications, and the Queensland government is ready and has the capacity to assess those. So what I think people will be interested in doing is increasing their exploration activity in Queensland in terms of uranium mining resources that are available, and preparing to ensure that they're in a position to go forward with projects when the commercial viability presents themselves.
Mining Minister Andrew Cripps speaking there. One of the people who sat on the Uranium Implementation Committee that worked on the framework was Georgetown resident Nolene Eichen. She said the process had convinced her that uranium mining was actually safer than she previously thought.
We were primarily looking at social implications, the environmental implications, the economic implications.
If this does go ahead, obviously it's going to be all about jobs and economic prosperity. Are there really that many jobs in a potential uranium industry?
We did look at some jobs. From that point of view, there will be 2, 3, 4 years likely of construction work that local people are able to engage in and benefit. And then when the mine begins operating, I think from memory, on average, you're looking at around 400 or 500 employees for a mine, an average mine working. But as I said, those jobs are likely to be stable.
What about the relationship between uranium mining and agriculture? You have a pretty close relationship with the agricultural sector. I'm sure you must have come across a lot of graziers, and not only graziers, other farmers who are quite anxious about the impact uranium mining could have on agriculture. There's a lot of concern about water quality. What were you able to establish?
One of the things that makes uranium a little bit different is the, I guess it's all heavy metals, but the potential of uranium being taken up in plants that cattle eat, cattle then eating those plants and contaminating the beef. That has been an issue that's been raised in Mount Isa from previous uranium activities there. It's something that I felt that needs to be monitored. The risk is low, but if it occurred, it would be a significant impact to the landholder. And, you know, it really relates to there's only a few plants that absorb uranium out of the ground.
You can imagine from the point of view of people who buy beef, that all sounds absolutely terrifying.
It's such a low risk. I mean, in terms of the risk that we have to our day-to-day lives, there is so much more that we're exposed to. I mean, you know.
That's Nolene Eichen, who sat on the Uranium Implementation Committee. Yesterday's introduction of a new framework has done little to ease the minds of critics. Townsville Deputy Mayor Vern Veach has been a vocal opponent of resuming uranium mining, especially if it were to go ahead at the Ben Ormond mine, 50 kilometres from the city.
There is very strong concern in Townsville about the possibility of a mine reopening just over the Harveys Range Ridge at Ben Lomond. And the reason for that is that the Burdekin River is the backup water supply for the Townsville community. We simply cannot take the risk that this water could be contaminated with radiation poisoning from anything from a severe storm, heavy rain downpour that would see tailings go into the upper reaches of the Burdekin River.
Are you open to uranium mining going ahead in Queensland but having that one ruled out?
I would prefer that uranium wasn't mined. I believe that it is old technology now. The accidents that we've seen globally that have caused global pollution and cancers in thousands, tens of thousands of people is simply not worth the risk.